Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free. 855-453 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we bring to you there. Unlike a lot of those talk show hosts, Free Talk Live's site is free. So head over there and enjoy that on us. And here with you this evening, it is Ian,
JJ,
and Mark.
All right, so we will talk to you about whatever's on your mind. You may take control of the airwaves, that's the point of the program, and we'll bring stuff to the table that you might find interesting as well. Now, it was yesterday that I just barely scraped the surface of this story from good.is. Good Education is the name of the website. The headline is, 13-year-old slavery analogy raises some uncomfortable truths in school. According to the story, in a bold comparative analysis of the narrative of the life of Frederick Douglass, Jada Williams, a 13-year-old 8th grader, at school number 3 in Rochester, New York, asserted that, in her experience, today's education system is a modern-day version of slavery. According to the Frederick Douglass Foundation of New York, the school's teachers and administrators were so offended by Williams' essay that they began a campaign of harassment, kicking her out of class and trying to suspend her. After all, wouldn't want a little, I presume Jada's a young lady.
No critique.
Wouldn't want a young lady like this, yeah, it is, kicking her out of class, giving people ideas. Wouldn't want her to spread her ideas to the other students there who are blissfully unaware of the prison walls and fences that hold them in.
Yeah, that's a poignant message that, of course, the teachers don't want to be thought of as prison guards. They don't want that
sure.
on their conscience.
That's not what they signed up for.
No.
I mean, most teachers don't believe in this, this particular version of reality. And they, they got into it to help kids. They wanted to teach.
Mm-hmm.
And...
I don't know if you guys have seen the recent documentary, The War on Kids. Have you seen it?
The War on Kids.
Not familiar with it now.
Sounds familiar, but I don't think
it's... It juxtaposes the prison environment and schools, and it just...
Perfect.
Basically, it's a brilliant sort of... this one chapter, the editing techniques of cutting back and forth. And at some point...
Prison bus? School bus.
Believe it or not, the prison was more accessible than the school. It's like the prison, they were like, here's the library, and here's where all the books are. Here's the law library.
You mean as far as to the camera crew?
Exactly. And then the school, they get to the library, and it looks like the library's locked. And they were like, you could see it on some of the editing. It's like they tried to call back and get permission. Oh, well, we can't find the administrator. So, the library's behind this door.
Huh.
Yeah, that was basically how the crew... But anyway, it was just like... The whole idea of getting into it and the check-in points, and that's where it was just smacking of resemblance, was the metal detector and that front sort of, portcullis-type entryway going on. So it's very much...
It was called The War on Kids?
That's right.
Interesting. Is it on YouTube? Or is it like a...
I found it online.
Rented on Netflix.
Yeah, I found it just, I think, a Vimeo or something like that.
Cool. Definitely sounds like it's worth looking at.
Yeah, it's good.
Maybe this young lady had seen that particular documentary here, because they ultimately ended up forcing her parents to withdraw her from the school because she was facing so much harassment from the staff.
That's the difference between slavery and this, is that you can be redeemed, anytime your family wishes it to be the case. They can, move you to some other institution, like a private school or whatever. The laws on, kids going to school are pretty strict, but there's this loophole that is homeschooling or, unschooling, whatever you want to, whatever the situation is in that particular family. So, this is, you're imprisoned to some extent at the behest of the government, but really it boils down to your parents.
All right. Sorry, I was pulling up what was her essay. I thought it was going to be in written form. There's actually a YouTube video of her, I guess, reading her essay out loud. So they've got some excerpts here from good.is about what this young lady had to say. Again, 13 years old, harassed by students and teachers and administrators for this. She wrote for a contest, by the way. Williams reflected on what Douglas, the former slave, heard his slave master, Mr. Auld, telling his wife after catching her teaching Douglas how to read, saying, "If you teach that N how to read, there will be no keeping him." Ald says, this is the master speaking, it will forever unfit him to be a slave. He would at once become unmanageable and of no value to his master. Well, why is that?
Education's dangerous.
Right, and you can't go back from it. That's right. Why he's saying that there'll be no keeping him. He'll forever be unfit to be a slave at that point, because he would have crossed the threshold into knowledge and understanding and it would have risen above his station in life at that point. And there's no going back.
Right.
So it's very dangerous.
And the danger is that he could teach other slaves the skills that he learned. So
exactly.
And reading is a huge, back then at least, that was a huge impediment to being a part of society. The certain individuals who could read, and communicate or write letters, they often had positions of much greater stature.
Men of letters.
Yep.
Williams wrote that overcrowded, poorly managed classrooms prevent real learning from happening and thus produces the same results as Mr. Auld's outright ban. She wrote that her white teachers, the vast majority of Rochester students are black and Hispanic, but very few teachers are people of color, are in a position of power to dictate what I can, cannot, and will learn, only desiring that I may get bored because of the inconsistency and the mismanagement of the classroom. You know, when you've got a 13-year-old telling you you're mismanaging your school, you're doing it wrong. You're doing something seriously wrong. You should take heed rather than punish her. Rather than get angry,
well,
maybe you should listen to her.
Yeah, I mean,
think pride gives you a problem around that point.
Yeah, absolutely. What, we've done it this way forever.
What do you know, little girl?
I have a degree.
And
I have a degree.
There's this this logical fallacy that is that if you're older, you know more. This idea of wisdom.
Argumentum ad antiquatum.
No, that's not it. That's an old idea is right because
it's old. What is the one of old?
I don't know what it is, but you'll hear it all the time. It's ubiquitous in our culture. You'll understand when you get to my age or whatever. And I think that there's something to it. I absolutely have a different look
at life. But if you've been wrong your whole 60 years, then you're still wrong.
Right. But, yeah. I mean, it's not a rational statement to say that we've been doing it this way the whole time. So, we've got to do it this way. Yeah, there's a lot of momentum behind it. Changing the public school system is going to be nearly impossible.
Well, and there's a thing to be said with, experience and wisdom. Like, there's many opportunities in my field of being a mechanic and fixing things. There's often times where I've had someone working with me, and I've said, well, this is the way I usually do it. And they're like, no, I want to do it this way. And at some point, I'm just like, well, go ahead, do it your way, and you're going to learn the lesson that I learned, and then you're going to do it my way next time. But I don't say any of that.
Right.
You don't have to. They're going to figure it out.
Well, and that's an opportunity to innovate. You never know. They're going to do whatever they're going to do, and it's going to work or it's not going to work.
Sure.
And, you're going to find something out. At the very least, they're going to find something out at the end of it.
Yeah, that's how I learned how to do a lot of things, was just trial and error, just trying it whatever way I could or whatever way it seemed best, and then learning from that experience.
She wrote that overcrowded, poorly managed classrooms prevent real learning happening. Instead of truly teaching, most teachers simply pass out pamphlets and packets, she says, and then expect students to complete them independently. Because this approach fails, she concluded, because most of my peers cannot read or comprehend the material that has been provided. As a result, she continued, not much has changed since the time of Frederick Douglass. She says, just a different people, different era, and the same old discrimination still rides in the hearts of the white man. Well, Williams called for her fellow students.
Now, I think that's the kind of indictment that that will blind people to whatever it is you're saying. There's this racial tension in the United States, and it ping-pongs. It goes back and forth and back and forth. And, I've never attempted to, people might consider me to be white, and I've never attempted to, subjugate anybody based on their race.
Well, she may be chalking this up to racial tension when it could just simply be the inefficiency of bureaucracy. She's mistaken.
And certainly there's a point in history where racism would pay.
Or maybe she has racist teachers. I mean, there's that possibility. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Free Talk Live.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Available now, 4 new songs from Raja Mojo. Raja Mojo. That's R-A-J-A-M-O-J-O. Raja Mojo.
And they call it democracy.
Raja Mojo.
Everybody knows the game is rigged. The poor stay poor, the rich stay rich.
4 new songs from Raja Mojo. Buy them today at Amazon, iTunes, Napster, and at a discount at CDBaby.com.
In the past, I've taken a lot of different vitamins, some through health food stores, some that friends recommend.
Colleen talking about her experience with Super C Veg.
And with the Super C Veg, I was seeing a lot better results.
Super C Veg with Vita D and C-Cal is the most powerful dietary food supplement in the world today, and nothing else comes close.
Super C Veg is a whole food that makes me feel good.
Think of Super C Veg as the un-vitamin.
I have taken other things, and they just didn't work. This seems to work for me.
And Super C Veg comes with a 90-day money-back guarantee.
Store-bought vitamins do not have the supplement and the full, whole feeling I have from Super C Veg.
Get 15% off your first purchase on our website, SuperCVeg.com. That's Super, S-E-A-V-E-G.com. At checkout, enter coupon code UNVITAMIN. Or place your order at 866-C-VEG. That's 866-732-8344. Eating Super C Veg daily is eating right.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. And you can enjoy the features there on the house. Unlike a lot of those talk shows out there, ours is free. You can actually control the content. You submit things to the site. Others vote on them. The most voted up make it to the front page. And when I say things, I mean anything online, any URL. It could be to YouTube or
could be to a news story or an essay or whatever it is you think our listeners will enjoy. And then the most voted up will make it to the front and the top of the site over at freetalklive.com. So head over there and get interactive.
Just reading an article today where I think it was somebody, an analyst for the Council on Foreign Relations, predicted that if hyperinflation strikes the U.S. dollar, it won't strike it. You know, hyperinflation isn't a gradual thing. If this snowball gets rolling, it's going to roll quickly. One of the ways to defend yourself against that, defend your wealth against that, is gold and silver, precious metals. If you can acquire precious metals at gold.freetalklive.com, it's important to buy low when you're making an investment. And Free Talk Live, we have teamed up with Midas Resources. They pride themselves on providing some of the best prices on gold and silver available. And you can go to gold.freetalklive.com, take a look at the coins and pieces that we have there, and price comparison. And every time you buy gold at gold.freetalklive.com, you help Free Talk Live. It's gold.freetalklive.com.
All right, so once again, the toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You're welcome to comment on this young lady, 13 years old, in school, actually ended up having to leave the government schools that she was being held in because she came out and basically called it what it is, a version of modern-day slavery. I would say it's more akin to the prison system than anything else. But she is kind of blaming a lot of it on race, and I don't know if that's the right place to place the blame. But then again, I don't go to her school. I don't know how she's being treated by her teachers. I don't know what, you know, the circumstances are.
One thing's clear is that schools that are a majority minority tend to have worse results than schools that are not. This is in the public school sector. I mean, we've heard numbers that on average, students in public school, 20% graduate functionally illiterate. But in some areas, it's as high as 40%, meaning that in some areas, it's much lower. And that's, you know, those, I'm willing to wager that the vast majority of those areas are not in large minority populations.
It's probably true. We'll continue with her essay in a moment here. Tony has some thoughts in Grand Rapids, Minnesota, listening to WNMT. Tony, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, JJ, and Mark.
Yeah, I was just going to comment that every school looks like a prison anyways. And it was just a matter of time before, you know, the kid was going to call it out.
It's true.
They are institutions.
When did you notice that?
Oh, I noticed it right when I went to school. I mean, it was just like plain as day. I was like, wow, we'll drive by the police station on the way to school. Wow, it looks just like the school. Weird, you know?
Interesting. I don't remember when I observed the difference. I don't know if I was in middle school or the similarities. I don't know if I was in middle school or what, but it definitely was sometime at which I was in the schools that I figured this out. Anything else you want to share tonight, Tony?
No, that's about it.
Thanks for the call. I appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number here.
You can see how institutions that would be intended to house shelter a bunch of individuals might look similar. But, you know, with the security that's going into schools every single day, every year new security is being added to these places. And, you know, they are beginning to feel more and more like prisons. You're finding situations where students are disciplined for carrying, you know, small knife blades.
The zero tolerance policy has led to a lot of absurd actions on the part of school boards across the nation.
Guns for action figures. I mean, you know, like this, aspirin, Tylenol. I mean, just crazy things that are occurring and being charged, being given criminal records, or at least charged and fined for being late or, cutting up in class. Things that would have never happened to adults that are listening to my voice right now, that they, you know, are probably finding difficult to believe in this post-Columbine, post-9/11 world.
Right. Thousands of students in Texas have been charged with Class C misdemeanors because of what they've done at school.
Wow.
Speaking out of turn, mooning somebody on the bus.
But doesn't it fit, though, or doesn't it sort of work this way where the state sort of, all the different tentacles sort of come together at some point. They all lead up to that body of the bureaucracy of whether it's the state itself or the state level or the federal level. But they all sort of, all the tentacles come together. And after time, I think you see the police force, at least working more and more closely with the schools, resource mm-hmm. officers on staff, 24, you know, whenever students are there, lockdowns, you know, all these, as you said, the security apparatus is growing too. And it's just the color scheme. I mean, there's all kinds of different things that make it seem like the state is just combining. It's just sort of, it's taking a police station and a school and putting them together into this one.
Well, the school resource officer is a relatively new development. I mean, as of the last couple decades, basically.
They had one at the school that I went to, the public school that I went to in the late 80s.
So, yeah, about the last 25
years. I'm sure
they
started in high schools and worked their way down, but I bet you they have school resource officers in many elementary schools now. That would have been, you know, completely unheard of in my day. But then again, a cop in school was unheard of, and, you know, a decade before that.
Why don't you just have a man on a horse with a whip? I mean, cracking it over the students. I mean, that's just to go back to her analogy here, likening schools to a slave farm.
I don't know how the resource officers are used these days. I mean, I would not have felt that the resource officer was anyway a taskmaster. But I knew that there was the possibility that the government might come through and decide to shake down the lockers. So, you know, there you were, always prepared for what would otherwise be a violation of the Fourth Amendment, but because you're on their property using their locker, it's not. So, but you're just used to it. You know, you're using public property. You are a, you know, but at that point, essentially a ward. While you're there, you're a ward of the government. Of course you don't have any rights in that sphere.
The toll-free number here tonight, if you'd like to share your thoughts and observations on going to government school, 855-450-FREE. And I wouldn't necessarily say that it's exactly analogous to slavery, but I get where she's coming from in that she feels like she's being kept, you know, kept down, and that these teachers are not doing all they could do. And I can understand why that would be frustrating for somebody who wants to learn. I mean, because some kids do want to learn. I think most kids want to learn until it's beaten out of them by the government school system. And so there she is, frustrated that her peers can't learn. They can't even read at this point, and they're in middle school.
You know, and this is, look, if you consider public and private schools, the vast majority of them operate on the same sort of system. They, you know, they tend to be homogenous with the sexes. They segregate by age, or, you know, learning level, and, you know, they're very much the same. And what seems to be the case, and this, you can draw whatever conclusion you want from this information, is that as the kids get older, they lose their love of learning. But learning is something we all need to do, and we all do every day.
Well, you don't lose your love of learning naturally. It's a process that's beaten out of you by the government schools.
That's an assessment. We don't know.
In my opinion, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Attention. Information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
These are strange days indeed, from economic turmoil to weather-related events, and yes, even power outages. Hi, everybody. Jason Lewis here. Let me tell you why I use WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com provides the most affordable and complete ready-made meals for emergency preparedness and outdoor use. Their entrees like pasta Alfredo, savory stroganoff, and apple cinnamon cereal carry a 25-year shelf life and are prepared in minutes simply by adding water. They even provide great-tasting a la carte items like freeze-dried fruits, vegetables, vegetables, and desserts to ensure that you have more nutrition and energy when you need it most. Visit wisefoodstorage.com today to request a free entree sample and see for yourself why they are the best in the business. For a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's wisefoodstorage.com or call 1-855-FOODWISE and be sure to mention the promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Be wise and be ready with wisefoodstorage.com.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll-free number here for you to bring up what you want. 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we have there for you. Those features include the mobile site. Those of you with a smartphone, you can go to m.freetalklive.com. You'll get quick access to our live streams there, as well as the podcast. Again, that's M, as in mobile, .freetalklive.com. Porkfest is coming up in about 3 months. It'll be here before you know it, so get registered now over at porkfest.com. P-O-R-C, as in porcupine, porkfest.com. Last year was incredible, probably the best year thus far. It just keeps getting better as more people get involved, as hundreds of liberty-minded people gather in the woods of New Hampshire for a week of fun and camping and activities and speeches and music. JJ is heading up the musical accoutrements.
Hopefully comedy acts. We're going to have some stand-up acts. Not hopefully. I already have some people volunteering and
sweets,
trying to get some big names out there. I don't want to give out too much information.
Yeah, you can't tease that stuff too early.
Yeah, I'm not going to, but
it,
you know, we're trying to get some people to come that are interested in this stuff, and but otherwise it's going to be a really, really fun time, and the idea is to get people to move. That's the whole point.
To New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project.
Exactly. That's the refocusing of this Pork Fest has been move here.
Yeah, and to, move here sooner rather than later. Yep. Don't wait, because liberty and the stuff that needs to happen in order for us to achieve it is happening now. People are getting active now, but we need more. We need thousands more. We have 1,000 people that are here in New Hampshire already as part of the Free State Project, and that's a good starting point, but it's not enough. We've got to have 20,000, and we've only got 11 that are pledged at this point. So we've got 1,000 that have moved, 11,000 that have pledged,
And we want to reach 20,000. So if you can help us with that, go to freesteakproject.org, get signed up, and then get up here and get active. And use Porkfest as your excuse to come check it out, to come scope out the situation over at porcfest.com. I was asked by TSA George if there's a discount code yet for Free Talk Live. The answer is, at this time, no. That's because everyone is getting an early bird discount at this point in time. So if you just go to porkfest.com, get signed up, you're going to get the best rate, as I understand it, that will be offered on Porkfest at this time.
At this time, right. Yep.
So there you go. Porkfest.com, get on board. We'll see you there. Let's go to Delivery Guy calling from Fargo. You're on Free Talk Live, Delivery Guy.
Hey, how's it going, guys? I just got pulled over for the sixth time this month.
Oh, wow. My goodness.
What do you drive?
I don't know. It's a Cavalier with three round ball bumper stickers on it, and I deliver pizza, so, you know, lots of exposure, but...
You don't have one of those bumper stickers that says bad cop, no donut, right?
No, but I should get one, I'm thinking. But maybe
no, I mean, what in the world? I mean, you got pulled over.
Hey, he's already getting pulled over six times. Right. It wouldn't hurt.
Not going to be worse. Was this, is this atypical for you? Were you pulled over five times last month or not at all?
This is the best job in the world. I've had this job for 5 years. I have never been pulled over this much. I have no idea what is going on. It seems like I'm being profiled or harassed somehow. I mean, I don't believe it. I'm just so frustrated with what they're doing.
How new are the Ron Paul sticker?
No, see, and now those have been on for months. So, huh. You know, it can't be that. Although, you know, the primary was recently, so maybe.
When was the last time before this month you got pulled over?
Oh, 2 years ago? Okay. I always actually waved to the cops and thought, man, the cops here are good, because they never, I would speed past them, go through stop signs, you know, I'm delivering pizza.
That's important.
I'm living here.
Right.
You know, yeah.
So
I have an important job.
Have you been noticing a lot of other people being pulled over? I'm just at this point we're trying to figure out what's different. Six times in one month is really an amazing number if you think about it. And the only thing different about your car, Cavalier, it's not exactly a new car, but who would want a new car delivering pizzas? The only thing different appears to be the Ron Paul stickers. A lot of other people being pulled over?
No, nobody else is being pulled over like this, so I don't know what's going on. You know, but it does seem like the streets are just swarming with more cops these days.
Are they hitting you with different charges? Is it all speeding?
One was a stop sign, the other was a stop light, and then three of them, they just let me off with a warning. And I don't even know what it was about.
Have you paid any of these tickets yet?
I've paid all except for two. And so, I guess I've considered taking them to court. What am I going to, $40, it's going to take me 3-4 hours. I make $20 an hour. It's not worth my time.
I heard you, man. I don't blame anybody for not wanting to go to court. But on the other hand, you could say that maybe they see you as a money bank, you know, like a little piggy bank they can shake down from time to time. Oh, yeah, we know him. He pays us whenever we ask him to.
But who doesn't?
That's true. Most people do. But, bullies tend to pick on the same people over and over again, don't you think?
I don't know. I mean, they tend to take easy marks, but if everybody's an easy mark, why are they pulling him over six times?
That's a good question.
It just doesn't make any sense. The only thing that we can figure out different at this point is, are there any other bumper stickers besides the Ron Paul bumper stickers?
I got a Free State Project one because I'm coming there. I'm actually the cat house guy. I don't know if you remember me calling a long time ago. I'm still working on that.
Oh, my God. You're the guy that had the house that you bought during the wintertime that didn't seem like there was anything wrong with it. And then come summertime, it started to reek. And turns out there was a bunch of cat dung in the, like, crawl space, basically, that was kind of above one of the floors of the house. And I guess the woman that had lived there before, the couple or whatever, had a bunch of cats, and they got up in there and essentially took a bunch of number twos or left a bunch of number twos up there, and it became quite the mess for you.
We're getting through it, though, and so, you know, when it's done, I'm probably going to have $40,000-$50,000 in equity, so I'm not going to walk away from that. I want to let that investment mature. And then I'm coming. I wanted to come to New Hampshire inside of the next 5 years, but I got to stick here another 10, 15 to see that.
Jeez, 10 or 15 years.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. But then I'm there.
Wait, you think it's going to take that long to get rid of the house, or do you have kids that are growing up?
No, you know, when I realized the mess I was in, I made my wife's Japanese, and so they have special showers over there, and I made a special Japanese style shower, and at quite a great expense. So if I'm gonna build such a custom, expensive, beautiful thing, I might as well, you know, enjoy it for a while. And now I know how to build houses, so, you know, in 10, 15 years, I'll come out, probably build another house in New Hampshire.
You built a house and made money out of the deal?
I will now. I mean, because I got a small settlement, and I've had to do all the work myself. I mean, you could say I made money.
I built a house.
Making $3 an hour.
I built a house, too, and it was like setting $100,000 on fire.
Well, you know, whatever your own story is, delivery guy, I wish you the best, and hopefully that your plans won't change between now and then, because we sure do need people here sooner rather than later. And, you know, if all that's keeping you in Fargo, North Dakota is a shower, you know, maybe that there's a way to make that. Maybe there's a way to make it work over here. Thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Hey, you know, some people have their priorities. Some of it is to get active for liberty, and some, you know, take a shower. Showers are important. You know, they're comforting. They're nice, and it's nice to be able to take one every day.
Cleaning with water is kind of old technology, though. I mean, I wonder what's going to be next.
Like some sort of sound waves.
I have no idea. I mean,
just
humans
break the dirt off of you with sound waves.
Humans have been bathing in water for, I assume, as long as they've been bathing. And
yeah, but will whatever replace, like, if there's something more efficient than a shower, well, that would be the reason to replace it, right? It'd be more efficient, less wasteful. Then would it feel as nice? Because showers can feel pretty nice.
I would assume.
Yeah, I think there has to be something to do with the water as well, and just seeing as these bodies are made up of so much water.
That's true.
Maybe there won't be a new technology. I mean, the wheel has certainly served mankind. I'm not going to claim
it. Fire
is
pretty good.
What's that?
The fire's a long,
runner. Fire is working for us.
Yeah. Yes.
Water, I would agree that is working with us. Sometimes while I'm in the shower, taking my shower, I think of this.
I may end up being, if there is some new shower that comes out, I might end up being a shower Luddite, because I think I like the old showers.
Yeah. Well, I like the ones that actually dump some water on you instead of this, you know, this misting thing that seems to happen in the new showers, the low-flow showers.
Oh, dear. I'm not familiar.
Yeah, you need a pair of pliers to pull that little plastic thing out of there.
855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up what you want. 1-855-450-3733. Still to come here tonight, Rick Santorum apparently wants to crack down on pornography. Is anyone surprised? This is Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
How would you like to save over $100 on your gardening seeds this year? You can at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds offers 100% open-pollinated, heirloom, non-hybrid, GMO-free premium vegetable seeds. On sale now for only $59 for 100 packets. Your 100 packets will include a variety of vegetable seeds, common herb seeds, and garden variety fruits. You can even collect your seeds from the plants you grow so you don't have to purchase more seeds year to year. Go to GetSeeds.net for a chance to buy your seeds at 300%+ below online retailers' prices. Save money and get non-hybrid, heirloom, GMO-free premium growing seeds at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds.net or call us at 877-341-GROW. That's 877-341-4769. GetSeeds.net.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like elderberry power, oregacillin, olive leaf capsules, grapefruit seed extract, and Resper 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes: whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable Wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Live. The toll-free number here is 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features. Oh, wait. No, you can't. The website's down.
Wait, what?
But in theory, if the website were up, you could enjoy the features for free, which means no refunds because we're not charging you for it. Sometimes this stuff happens, and boy, is it frustrating when it does. I apologize to anybody that's trying to get on the website at the moment. Our streams, the high-bandwidth streams, are still online, so if you are listening, you still technically can be listening to this online. You can still watch us on the webcam through our live stream channel, and of course, we're on the radio still, so that's not a problem. But every now and then, technology breaks, and in this case, it looks like the entire internet service provider, the hosting company that provides our website, is completely offline. Like, their own website is down. So it wasn't us. This could mean anything. It could be a piece of hardware that has just failed, or something has gone wrong. That much you can be assured of. But at some point, it'll probably be back up, and we'll let you know. 855-453, in the meantime, is the number here. Allows you to take control of the airwaves and bring up absolutely anything that you want. In other news here tonight, since we've been talking about schooling again, we had the young lady who wrote an essay at age 13 comparing schools to slavery. And then in other news, CNN reports that a Minnesota middle school student with the backing of the ACLU is suing her school district over a search of her Facebook and email accounts by school employees. That's creepy, isn't it?
Wow.
The 12-year-old sixth-grade student, identified in court documents only as R.S., was on two occasions punished for statements she made on her Facebook account and was also pressured to divulge her password to school officials, according to the complaint. R.S. was intimidated, frightened, humiliated, and sobbing while she was detained in the small schoolroom as she watched a counselor, a deputy, and another school employee pore over her private communications.
Wow, this is terrible. Why wasn't her parent, informed and allowed to be there?
Well, goodness, the parent would object.
can't go and inform parents. You're going to look through their little girl's email account.
Yeah, well, it's clearly children. These children have absolutely no rights whatsoever.
No, they don't. And that's what I was told when I was in school. I remember the principal, because I've had it in my head for a long time that freedom's actually important. When they told me that there was freedom of speech, I believed them.
Right.
And so I remember one time I was talking with the principal. He and I were on a first name basis. he told me. There is no free speech. You have no rights in school. And for me, that was a real defining moment. Like, yeah, I kind of already figured that out. But to have somebody just throw it in your face and say, yeah, you got no rights here. Just to have them do that was a shock for me. Hmm. It was. So, no, you're right. You don't have any rights.
You're
in
just
school.
A ward of the state at that point.
That's exactly true. And that's how they're treating her here, as though, well, while you're under our care, we can get into your email account. And go ahead, we're going to get in your Facebook account, too, and we're going to read through everything that you've said about us. Because these school bureaucrats get their panties in a wad big time whenever somebody creates some sort of a school-related post on Facebook. Have you ever seen these stories where, like, the principal, somebody will create a page for the principal? And right. Then people will go and comment about how awful the principal is or something like that. And the principal will
freak out.
That
guy, Buckley. And, they go and say whatever they want to say about him.
Right. And the principal will freak out and go off and do something crazy like this. So the lawsuit claims her First Amendment rights were violated by employees at Minnewaska Area Middle School in West Central Minnesota, as well as her Fourth Amendment rights regarding unreasonable search and seizure. The Minnewaska School District denies any wrongdoing. According to the district statement, quote, the district did not violate RS's civil rights and disputes the one-sided version of the events as set forth in the complaint written by the ACLU. According to the complaint, RS felt that one of the school's adult hall monitors was picking on her, so she wrote on her Facebook wall that she hated that person because she was mean. Sounds like something a teenager would say.
Yeah. Right? Mean!
Yeah. Reasonable.
The message, and maybe this person is mean. I mean, I've dealt with some grumpy school personnel before. These school aides, they are not friendly. They want to see your hall pass. I mean, they're hall monitors, essentially, glorified hall monitors. And many of them are not the nicest folks. The message was not posted from school property, nor did she use any school equipment or school internet connections in order to make this this post.
Yeah, speaking to people and their power. Power does not intend usually imbue people with virtue. Power tends to corrupt them and not allow them to see their own actions as being, tyrannical or corrupt.
Well, right. I mean, this little girl is out of line. She's insulting us, and so therefore we will do whatever it takes to punish her.
Right. So going into her private emails, there's not a problem with that.
So this is that statement is one of the statements that got her punished? Is that what you're saying?
That's what started this whole situation, yeah. She wrote something on her Facebook wall about one of the school employees.
Wow, and that gave him the permission needed to violate her privacy, and basically happened is this: this young woman got a lesson in the ways of the state. So that the state was like, well, you're talking out against our cast of characters, if you will, and we don't much like that because, well, we all work together. The thin blue line, well, it extends to school teachers in this sense, but not most. So we're going to teach you a lesson that you must respect the state.
No,
and if you don't, this is what happens.
Right, and of course, respect means begrudgingly shut up.
Yes,
and,
exactly. Right, you can't actually force people to respect right. you. You can, however, force them to cower.
Right, you won't be respecting us out of real respect, which is earned. You'll be respecting us because you'll be afraid of what we're going to do to you, like read all your private emails. Somehow the school principal got a hold of a screenshot of the message and punished RS with detention, made her apologize to the hall monitor, says the complaint. She was in trouble again shortly thereafter for another Facebook post, which asked who turned her in, using an expletive for effect, says the lawsuit. She was given in-school suspension and missed a class ski trip as a result. In the third incident, according to the complaint, RS was called in by school officials.
Apparently this girl doesn't get it.
After her, how dare she continue on obstinately refusing to obey and non-cooperate with the state. She sounds like a hero to me.
Yeah.
She was called in by school officials after the guardian of another student complained that RS had a conversation about sex on Facebook. The girl was called to a meeting. Teenagers would never do things like that.
Dear
talk
God.
About sex. The girl was called to a meeting with a deputy sheriff because this is serious. We've got to have the police brought in to talk to a teenage girl about, well, she's 12, but almost teenage, about sex. Or about her talking about sex.
Is it just that part, or was it her saying bad things, you know, calling the principal mean and, you know, using an expletive? And
well, these are three separate incidents. It's not indicated here what time period is between the incidents,
okay.
So that's not clear. But the girl was called into a meeting with the deputy sheriff, school counselor, and unidentified school employee. It was there that she was intimidated into giving up her login and passwords to her Facebook and email accounts. RS was extremely nervous and being called out of class, regarding being called out of class and being interrogated, you know, it's hard to say no to these government people. They're scary.
I'd like to submit that parents who send their children to public school are committing child abuse.
I don't know.
Well,
that's
pretty
harsh.
Yeah, I think that's kind of the line that
but
I'm going
to. But they're scared too.
I don't care if they're scared.
And most
they're
of
supposed to be bigger and stronger than their children.
Well, you're talking about the news is news because it's uncommon, and most students going to public school
have
do not deal
time.
With them. Well, I mean, yeah, I'll agree with you that largely it's terrible, but I don't think the private school is much better. I went to both, and I just think
deceiving children and giving them a false impression of the reality around them and creating an illusion for them to live in and abide by is abusive.
Well, I
think teaching them that Abraham Lincoln was the greatest president ever, and he did so much great things, is lying to them. It's fraudulent.
But they do that.
It's just one example of how the state manipulates the mindsets of individuals within their care at the schools and creates these automatons that know only one side of this manifested history, not the real history.
But history is a set of agreed upon lies. I mean, you wouldn't know what history was if somebody didn't tell it to you. Somebody told it to you, and the person who told you whatever fact it is that you are harping on, or whatever it is, you know, may or may not be. I mean, it's all you're doing is taking things on authority.
Okay, another example: Pledge of Allegiance to the flag.
Okay,
that's pretty
mind
abusive.
Control.
Total mind control.
Control.
Total
but
brainwashing.
Everything's mind control when it comes to education.
Okay, no. Not
this is real brainwashing, though. I mean,
it is.
Chanting is brainwashing.
I agree.
Repeating the same thing over and over again ad infinitum is brainwashing.
Yep. Public schooling is child abuse.
Well, I sat down with some friends Sunday after a Quaker meeting, and this group prays, the couple prays before the meal, so says nothing. He was a fake Quaker.
That's just a Quaker prayer.
Yeah, Quaker prayer. And my son Jack was there, and he just closed his eyes and bowed his head like everybody else.
There's more coming up here. Hour number two is next. 855-450-FREE.
Never prayed his life.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at crossbreedholsters.com. Again, that's crossbreedholsters.com.